Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, July 4th, 2006. Israel rejects fighters' ultimatum. Resistance closes discussion over captured soldier. While in the West Bank, the army invasions and arrests continue. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
After rejecting the offer by the Palestinian resistance to swap the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit with 1,000 Palestinian women and children prisoners in Israeli jails, the Palestinian resistance groups declared discussion on the issue closed. Abu al-Muthanna, spokesman for the Islamic Army in Gaza Strip, said, quote, "We will not disclose any information about the fate of the soldier," end quote. The ultimatum set by Palestinian resistance groups holding Shalit in the Gaza Strip expired at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. The Palestinian resistance did not mention what measures will be taken if their demands are not met, though they did refrain from saying that the soldier will be killed. Meanwhile, in the latest attack, as part of the, quote, summer rain operation, Israeli tanks have advanced across the border with the Gaza Strip and attacked the Palestinian village of Beit Hanun. Ismail al-Masri, 19, was killed by an Israeli airstrike in the area, along with another young man who has not been identified.
Israeli army troops invaded the West Bank city of Jenin Tuesday, killing one resident, injuring another, and imposing a curfew on the entire city during the dawn invasion. Fida Kandil, 18, was killed and another resident was injured when soldiers opened fire at their car in the Al-Zahra neighborhood in Jenin City. Kadora Abu Musa, the governor of Jenin, describes the killing and invasion.
The army troops invaded the city, and resistance fighters clashed with them. Fida Kandil was shot while riding in a car, and he was killed, while another sustained medium wounds and was moved to the city hospital. Also, the army blew up two cars, and then, after that, the army left the city at 10 a.m.
Troops also imposed a curfew on the entire city and its refugee camp as soldiers conducted a wide-scale house-to-house search, local residents reported. Soldiers forcibly took over rooftops, turning them into military sniper posts. This is the fifth invasion of the city and refugee camp in less than a week, in which scores of civilians were arrested, injured, or killed.
A group of Israeli settlers attacked local Palestinian farmers, forcing them off their land near the West Bank city of Tubas Tuesday morning. The settlers came from the nearby settlements of Mikhola and Salit and attacked the farmers in the lands they own between the two settlements, the farmers said. These two settlements are built on illegally annexed land from those farmers.
Muhammad Nawara, 48, was arrested when troops invaded the Hindaza neighborhood south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem during a dawn invasion Tuesday. Soldiers and army jeeps closed the neighborhood and surrounded Nawara's house. He was then arrested and taken to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Meanwhile, the army attacked a charitable society's headquarters and a kindergarten school in the El Khadern village near the city. Soldiers bombed the main door of the NGO, then confiscated files and computers, and damaging some of the belongings, eyewitnesses reported.
Adli Zalbay, 23, and another resident whose name was not published were arrested when Israeli troops invaded the West Bank city of Nablus Tuesday morning. Troops invaded the city, searching several homes before making the arrests. The men were taken to an unknown location. The name of the second man was not issued, local sources reported. Troops also took over a housing complex in the city, forcing residents out of their homes as soldiers searched for what they called wanted people. Meanwhile, another force invaded the nearby village of Zawata and attacked the house of Mohammed al-Shatawi. The family was forced from their home while troops searched the house. Also on Tuesday, the army installed a temporary checkpoint at the junction between the villages of Beit Imrin and Yassid and arrested Nimr al-Faher, 30, a resident of Yassid, north of Nablus.
The Israeli army arrested a resident from the West Bank city of Hebron Wednesday. Local sources reported that the Israeli army arrested a resident who was identified as Mohammed Aref Abu Hadid after breaking into his home located in the Abu Shaninha neighborhood south of Hebron. The sources added that Israeli troops invaded the city from the Al-Salam Street and broke into several houses and searched for what they called prohibited materials and wanted Palestinians. Eyewitnesses said the soldiers ransacked the searched homes. Local sources in the village of Tamara, southwest of Hebron, reported that the army broke into the home of Nirmir Ganam. The resident was beat violently by the army, and damage to the house was reported. The army also broke into the home of Ismail Rajoub from the nearby village of Karissa.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Seth Porcello,
Stacey Miller,
and Ghassan Banour.